What's up, son? My name is Chris Johnson. I find that a lot of my time is spent looking for things that I lose. I don't know where the fuck anything is ever. I try to make a concerted effort to keep shit in order, and I just fail at that time and again. The latest instance of that is I lost my fucking ATM card. I didn't lose the debit card. My debit card was just expired, and I didn't get the new debit card. I didn't know where the fuck the debit card was. Normally, they send you that shit about a fucking month or two out. They say, hey, here's your new fucking card. Activate this shit. But I didn't get that letter. They fucking mail that shit out. I didn't fucking get it. And if I got it, I didn't know where the fuck it was, right? So I had to call the fucking bank, and I realized that my debit card was fucked probably 3 weeks ago. And it's taken me this long to call to get it replaced. Are you like that? Like, I know I have to do things, and I set up, like, all these things to do. Like, for example, today. It's the weekend. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fucking vacuum. I'm going to take out the fucking garbage. I'm going to fucking straighten this up. I'm going to get this shit up on the wall. I'm going to take care of that. And you know what I've done? Nothing. I haven't done a fucking thing. I've watched fucking YouTube videos. I've listened to music. I've given my cat a fucking shot. And I've just snacked on fucking granola bars and apples. Like a goddamn donkey or some such shit. But anyway, it took me like 3 weeks to make that fucking phone call. I had to like work myself up to it. I can't just make the fucking phone call right away. I called this fucking miserable asshole, and she made it seem like I fucking ruined her fucking day by calling in and just asking about my fucking debit card. I'm sorry, your job is to answer phones. My job is to answer phones. I don't want to take the phone calls either, but I don't treat the people that come on my line like shit, unless they fucking deserve it, and some of them do. But I'm fucking calling, asking about a fucking debit card. You know what I mean? My ATM card is gone. I just need it. You know what I'm saying? Can you fucking help me out here? And it's just the most miserable asshole, and she's like, how can I help you? You know what I mean? This is a fucking flat-voiced piece of shit fuck. And before you even get to her, you got to go through like 8,000 computer prompts. I'm hitting these buttons and they're telling me my fucking balance. Like, hey, you have this much in your account. Like, I know I have that much in my account. I don't give a shit. I have a fucking checkbook. I keep track of that. I read the fucking statements. I'm not calling up to get a fucking account balance. God damn it. I didn't even fucking press the button for account balance. Stop telling me how much money I have. Don't rub it in my fucking face, you computer voice asshole. Just give me to somebody that can send me a new fucking ATM card, right? So and when I'm talking to this woman, I'm like, yo, my name is Chris. You know, she goes through the fucking verification process, you know, 4 digits of the account, what's your social security number, all this horseshit. And I tell her like, I didn't get an ATM card. You know, my ATM card's expired. I need a new one. And she's like, well, we sent you one. Yeah, thanks. No shit. I don't know where the fuck it is. Like that's just supposed to be like, oh, you sent it to me? Oh, all right. Well, thanks for your fucking time. I'll go look. I'm not in the habit of not opening my fucking mail. I mean, how much mail do you get these days? It's just junk mail, horseshit, and the occasional credit card that's expired. Like, I look at my fucking mail. Obviously, it's not fucking there. I wouldn't be on the phone with you now if I knew what my goddamn ATM card was, right? So I said that, you know, more or less. I was like, yeah, I know. I didn't get it. She's like, well, it would have come in a white envelope. Oh, thanks for fucking breaking it down. So you mean 2 months ago, there was a white envelope that came to my old apartment. As opposed to the fucking maroon and fucking fuchsia envelopes that have been the fucking craze these days. This is a plain white one, huh? It's a plain white envelope. That really narrows it down for me, you fucker. And I was like, yeah, good. I don't have it, so I fucking need a new one. And she's like, well, what's your address? And I was like, well, it was, you know, whatever the fuck it was. And she's like, well, you don't live there anymore? Don't fucking scold me, asshole. I just moved. I was like, yeah, we gotta change that too. Is it too much to ask for you for a fucking credit card and a fucking address? So we're going through the fucking rigmarole of that shit. We get to a point where she's, you know, I'm confirming all this information. And she's like, what's your birthday? I'm like, you know, I gave her my fucking birthday. And she's like, that's not what I have on file. What the fuck do you mean that's not what you have on file? I've had an account with you since I was 18 fucking years old. You're telling me that you got my birthday wrong. Because here's the thing. You got my birthday wrong. There's a lot of things that people fuck up. People misplace. I look for things. I don't do things. I fuck shit up all the time. There is one constant that you never fuck up. There is one thing that no human being on earth has ever fucked up, and it's their own fucking birthday. Because it's been burned into their fucking head since they came out of the fucking womb. Hey, it's your birthday. Hey, let's have a birthday party. You know when your fucking birthday is. It's the first and only date you give a shit about when you're a fucking kid is your goddamn birthday. The only fucking date that might even be close is fucking Christmas. But you don't forget your goddamn birthday. I'm like, what birthday do you have on file? She's like, well, I can't give you that information. What the fuck? Wait a second. So you have my birthday wrong? And I, like, all of a sudden, like, I'm just some asshole. Oh, so I knew my social security number, you know, my old address. I know my new address. I know every other piece of fucking verification that you went through. But because you fucked my birth date up, you can't change my address or send me a new card. What the fuck? There's no way. There's no way I fucked my birth date up. There's no way anybody ever fucks their birth date up. Fuck. She's like, we're going to have to go into a branch. Fuck you. How do you fuck up my birthday? And how do you not know my birthday? And how the fuck can I have had an account where I can take money in and out of it for fucking years with allegedly the wrong birthday? Like, what kind of fucking security system is that? Like, I've been using the account for fucking, you know, for fucking 17 fucking years. Now all of a sudden, like, whoa, we can't change your address. We don't know if it's you. You don't know if it's fucking me. I just logged into my account and took out, you know, $20. I just wrote a fucking check to fucking move in to my new apartment. Well, but that was cool. That was cool. Hey, $1,300 to move in a new fucking place with a security deposit and all that shit. Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. We can take that up. Wait a second. You want to change your address? Fuck you, son. Your birthday's wrong. What, oh, you're just figuring this out now? Fucking Christ. I don't know how that's even fucking possible. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. New episodes are coming every fucking Sunday and Wednesday. I'm on Podbean. All the episodes are there. Website, app, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play. I am on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. You can catch me on the old Facebook videos as well. If you want to follow me on Instagram too, you can do that as well. It may be 5 minutes.